Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, I'm Shawn Mendes.
This is Selena Gomez.
Drizzy Drake.
Taylor Swift.
Post Malone.
Camila Cabello.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Right here.
Turn up.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. I can feel
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
$20,000.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is always fun. A special edition of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. All ask Roz and Mocha. Woo. So a ton of questions to get to and a ton of people to talk to on the phone as well. Are we ready, everybody?
Yeah, yes. Baby.
Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, we talked to you like enough times before, right?
Yeah, but Roz never remembers.
Shut up, Maury.
Jeez, wow.
Maury did the full. Maury did like what you teach kids at five to not do. He just pointed and laughed.
That's not
like,
nice.
Not even laughed. He just pointed and laughed.
Pretty rude. Anyway, Lisa.
Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Good. He's, what is he now? He's 31 pounds and he's almost 18 months old. He's big.
Wow. What are you feeding that kid? Steak?
Apparently.
All right, Lisa, what is your question?
What is the one thing you've always wanted to buy for yourself that you just haven't done?
Well, what's your answer first?
You know those really fancy KitchenAid mixers?
Oh, yeah, the stand mixer, yeah?
Yeah, I've wanted one since I was 16, and now I'm 31, and I still haven't bought it.
Oh. When you run those things, it sounds like a jet's taking off in your kitchen.
Wait, why haven't you bought one yet?
It's just one of those things that is not high on the priority list.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah,
I
sure.
I've
wanted one of those, too.
The stand mixer?
Oh.
Okay, here's the question about the stand mixer, though.
Okay.
Do you have one, Mocha?
I do.
Yeah, so do we. Now, here's the question about it. Because
Baydays, baby.
It's exactly, first of all, Baydays. Thank you. It's a great mixer, everything else. But what it really comes down to is color.
Uh-huh.
So, Lisa, I just read your name right now, by the way. Lisa.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you. In your dream scenario with the stand mixer, what color are you getting?
Gray.
Oh, no, red.
Red, Maury says.
Which Mocha, one do you guys have?
What do you have?
We have the gray one, the silver one.
Do you? Yeah.
See, which one do you guys have?
We got the black one.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Like black everything, right?
No, because our cat, we just got all new, like, Smeg. Is that the company? The disgusting name?
No offense.
We just got all new Smeg. The kettle and the coffee pot are Smeg. And Catherine got, like, a cream color. And I looked at it and I was like,
oh, that's pretty good.
I was like, that's really like very weird with all like the cool Smeg colors that they have. But she wanted to go with cream, so she went with cream. But I think that I would get, I love the stand mixer and this, and even in Smeg products, I love that like really sort of pale, almost like robin's egg blue that they have.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that color. Yeah. I think it looks, because I think it looks great when it has flour and stuff dusted all over it when you're cooking. The black doesn't look good when it gets all covered in flour and dirty.
Oh, okay.
Right? But the blue does, because it looks like the color of it just even looks like a dessert.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a cake.
It's a nice looking mess.
Yeah, it's a nice looking mess. So you haven't got that for yourself, huh?
No.
How much are they?
Like $400.
Really?
Oh, girl, you got to wait for Baydays. We got ours. It was like almost 50% off.
Oh.
When those Baydays hit, oh, magical time.
Yeah.
I'm just not allowed to buy one because Matthew said we don't have enough counter space.
They do. Well, you have to put it away. It can't live on the counter.
Yeah.
To me, it should. It looks like a nice piece that you'd want to look at.
I know, but then you got to like, you need a lot of counter space if your mixer's going to live on the counter. You really do.
Yeah.
Like even at the cottage, we don't even have a microwave.
At all?
Really? No, because I couldn't build it in, and I won't have a microwave sitting on
a
counter.
What do you do if you need to heat something up?
I put it in either the oven or in a pan.
No, but quickly.
No, there's no microwave.
No, what about popcorn? No,
there's no. I put oil in a pot and I put popcorn in and I stand there and shake it back and forth with the lid on it.
What about beef
patty?
You
are the popcorn maker.
Yeah, beef patties go in the oven.
Oh my God, I don't. I just no.
Yeah, no,
no
microwave. Huh. No microwave.
So, Maury, do you have an answer? What's one thing you've always wanted to buy but just haven't gotten around to it?
Yeah, outside of art, which is my first obvious answer. There's
you have bought art though.
I have, but there's other pieces that I would do absolutely anything for. Okay. I just can't justify spending that. Like, there's cause dolls that I would love to have. But, like, the legit answer would be, like, there's I love Comme des Garçons shirts, which is like the shirt that has like little hearts on it with eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
There's like a those or the they have Converse with Comme des Garçons. I would love Comme des Garçons.
How much are they?
They're like the shirts are like $200 and the shoes are like $200. But
with all the money you piss away, how do you not justify $200 on a designer t-shirt? That's surprising to
me. Because to me, I'm like, but then I would never wear it, right? So I would just leave it in the closet because I would be afraid to spill something on it or for the color to fade or for like the little heart to come off. But oh, Comme des Garçons is gorgeous.
Gotcha. Mocha?
See, along the lines of Lisa would be a kitchen appliance and like a deli slicer. A meat slicer. But those machines are so big.
They're huge.
Right? Like there's no storage space in a kitchen to keep one. So you'd have to keep it, like for us, we'd have to keep it somewhere in the basement. Yeah. And even still, you have to find a space for it.
You need a second. You need like a full chef's pantry.
Yeah.
Where all that stuff just lives on a counter that is outside of your actual kitchen. Where you can sort of go in and use the Smeg and use the, or the mixer and use your slicer where they just live in there, but you don't have to look at them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your answer?
A convertible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always wanted a convertible.
Why didn't you buy one, though?
I don't know. Because I never had a driver's license.
Oh, the car.
No.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, was thinking the remote for the TV. I thought you said converter.
No, a convertible.
But you just got your truck shortly after you got your license.
Because I needed a truck.
Oh, okay.
Right? I needed the truck because I just had to haul stuff back and forth. But yeah, a convertible. Something like, even a Jeep kind of thing, like, but just something with no roof.
What about DeLorean?
Has always been, no.
No, it's still a car.
No, it's not. No, I just, like a convertible. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's my thing because I really quite enjoy driving in convertibles. Like I love it maybe more than most.
Really?
Yeah, I did it when my dad rented a convertible and allowed me to drive around the block for my birthday.
Yeah, I love convertibles. I really
do. Just the wind in your hair.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Open road.
And I love the way your hair feels when you get out of a convertible. And I love all of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I would say a convertible. One day I'll buy a convertible. But the problem is, where do you park it, right? Like I live in the city and we got one space as it is right now with two cars and then my truck. So it's like just finding street parking and then permits and everything. It's a huge pain in the ass. You need a garage.
There's extra spots in my garage.
I don't want to park a car.
I feel bad for bald people that drive convertibles because they'll never know that feeling.
I feel bad for bald people for a lot of reasons.
Oh, the fact that they just don't have hair anymore, Maury.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, man. You'll be there soon.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're getting there.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
I would add bedroom TV to this list for me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's my ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed. You're just not allowed, right?
No.
It's not that you're not allowed. Matthew won't let you for
it's
what
not
reason?
Because it's not on the list of things that he thinks that we should be doing first.
Right.
But you guys have a TV stand for it already.
I've had that TV stand for 10 years.
I don't even think that TV stand would be able to fit a TV now if you bought a new TV.
So I'd have to buy a new stand.
I think you would probably have to buy a new stand.
That's hilarious.
That sucks. Because
it's on my list of things that when you have these things, you've made it, which are stairs and a bedroom TV.
Right.
So what are the things on your list then at home? You and
Matthew? Putting a wall unit in the den, new couch, cleaning the balcony, redoing the kitchen, redoing his bathroom, then I can get a bedroom TV.
Wow.
Hold on. Cleaning the balcony?
Yeah.
Dusty.
That's
quick
on the list.
One, two, three? Something that you just spend like less than 5 minutes just sweeping. All you need is a broom and a dustpan.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that yet.
You could knock that off the list today.
if I wanted to.
Your husband has been home all day and night. What do you mean you haven't
gotten
to it yet?
The balcony is stacked with carpets that our dog has peed on.
Carpets?
Huh?
Like rolled up carpets are thrown every time our dog pees on one. We roll it up and throw it in the balcony.
You don't
How many
clean
carpets
it?
Do you have in the condo?
There are 10 carpets out there because Matthew has purchased carpets so that the dog can lounge on them or whatever. So we bought like a runner. He peed on that, threw it out right away. We bought one.
Do you not clean them? You don't spray them?
Like, what's the point? It was like $5 on Wayfair or whatever, so we threw it out. Rolled it up and put it on the balcony.
No wonder you guys can't afford anything.
You know what's sitting on your balcony right now with the amount of carpets that's out there? That new shirt that you want.
Yeah, I know. Comme des Garçons.
Yeah. Then the dog will pee on that. It'll be out there soon. That's crazy to me, man.
This question comes to us from Robin. I swear I thought we did this before, but maybe not. Have you ever asked your parents what your name would be if you were the opposite gender? If so, what would it have been?
No.
That has never crossed my mind.
No, it's never come
up. You've never been curious?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's kind of cool to know what it would have been or what could have been.
No.
I've asked my parents if they had like other options for names.
Yeah.
I can't remember what their answers were.
Yeah. No.
I know.
What is it?
If I was a girl, it would have been one of two names.
Which is?
I hope you're sitting.
Okay.
Hilda or Gert?
Damn it, Gert. Did you ask why?
Yeah, because Hilda is my dad's mom and Gert was my mom's mom.
Oh, jeez.
All right, next question. Can't make fun of that. Can't laugh at that. Okay, Aaron says, is there a food that you love so much that you ate too much of it and now you can't stand it?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I've paused.
Oh, sorry. There have been foods that I love where I've eaten too much of it at one sitting and I'm like, oh my God, I could not.
No, but just like
again.
In general, over the course of time where you've eaten it so much that now the thought of it even, you just, there's no way you'd be able to have it again.
No. No. Oh, maybe. You know what I can't eat anymore? And I actually used to eat them a lot when I was younger. I can't eat Pringles anymore.
Really?
No.
Why?
Is it because your
hands
don't?
I remember loving Pringles because my old man used to love Pringles. And now if Roxy gets Pringles, I'll have one. And I'm like, blech, not for me.
It's frustrating though when the stack gets really low and you have to try and figure out how to jam your hand in there.
Yeah.
Or you just turn the cylinder
the other way and use gravity.
Other way. Yeah, and just let it slide out.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Yeah. My only problem with Pringles is that there's never enough.
Really?
Truth.
One sitting, I mean, you can go through a bag of chips in one sitting. Yeah. I did that last night.
Yeah.
But Pringles, I find you can go through a lot quicker than you would a traditional bag of chips.
What's your max when it comes to Pringles? Obviously, eating one is the minimum.
Yeah.
What's your max of
like
how many you'll put in your mouth at one time?
Oh, I think like three or four.
Three or four.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. But it's a game, though. I fit 10.
I know, but why, though? But it's not enjoyable at that point.
At that point, you're struggling just to eat the chips.
And then it doesn't feel like a chip. Like, it doesn't bite like a chip. It bites like something else.
Like three or four, I would say.
Do you like the flavored ones? Because I just like a plain Pringle because I love that salt that they use.
Yeah, wait till Cruz gets a little bit older. Your pantry's going to look like my pantry.
Which is?
Where when you go in, the Pringles are there, but they're in a Ziploc bag because that can is perfect for crafts.
I got a perfect idea for it.
That can is somewhere else in the house, and it is now something else other than the Pringle can.
Yeah.
Like egg cartons.
Like egg cartons, exactly.
I don't have an answer for this because there isn't anything that I've had in excess
I'm sick and tired of it. What about, let's include alcohol in this.
Oh, tequila.
Okay.
Yeah. Tequila.
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Just the smell of tequila just takes me to a bad place.
Yeah, bourbon. I can't drink Jack Daniels or Wild Turkey or anything like that.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't. No, no. I've had way too much bourbon. I don't even drink vodka anymore.
Oh, really?
Never, never. Maybe once a year if we're at a place where they don't have anything that I'll drink, I'll have a vodka soda with lime. And at that time, only one. But I don't drink vodka anymore.
I still like vodka soda. I find it very refreshing.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a new drink. You can buy a can of vodka water with kiwi. And it's really nice. It tastes like Tang.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I'll try. How do you know so much about all these new alcohols?
That you're not allowed to drink at home with your husband.
Because like if I'm on the LCBO site for same day pickup, I'll just look around and see what else there is and I'll buy one can of this to try.
Really? I respect that.
Ryan asks, Roz, do you only wear tight jeans? What about shorts or sweatpants?
You know, it's funny. I tried to imagine Roz in short shorts because I assume that all shorts are short shorts to you because you have really long legs.
Okay.
There's sizes though, more like... You know,
yeah, but sizes are, they grow them wider. They don't grow them longer.
Do I only wear tight pants? I mostly wear tight pants, but my pants that I'm wearing today, my jeans are just like the diesel jog jeans. They're not that tight, but they're not that loose, right?
Do you wear jogging pants at all? Like sweatpants?
I have them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you alter them though? Be honest.
No.
To make them tight?
No. I mean, I have skinny jogging pants, but they're weird. I don't know how they came into my life, but I wear them. They're weird. But no, I have a couple of pairs of jogging pants. But my thing is that I only will wear those like first thing in the morning. Like we've talked about this before. I'm not a person who gets home from work at the end of the day and then changes into comfy clothes. Uh-huh. I wear what I'm wearing until I go to bed, and then I take off all my clothes that I'm wearing. I don't change in the evening when I get home, because during the day I will sometimes change my clothes 5 times for work. And so the last thing I want to do when I get home is change my clothes. I just want to sit in my filth that is the outfit that I wore to work to come in early in the morning to do this show. But I quite enjoy like jogging pants. Catherine will always try and get me to wear them. She's like, oh my God, I bought you these like cool and amazing jogging pants. You're going to love them. They're so comfortable. Feel them. They're so soft. And I'll put them on and I'm like, nah, the seam sort of hurts my wiener.
So you have a closet full of jogging pants, yeah, that you tried on once?
Yeah, that I tried on
What about shorts?
I like shorts. I don't mind shorts. I have no problem with shorts.
Because yeah. I've never seen you in shorts. Well, do you shave your legs?
No. Hmm. But I have two weird bald spots on my calves. But like really? On opposite sides. My right calf is bald on the outside. My left calf is bald on the inside.
From what?
I think it's because I sleep on my side, uh-huh, and those are the parts of my legs that are always on the bed. And then the cat comes and sleeps on my legs. And it's over the years, it's rubbed all my hair off.
Oh, no. And no new growth.
Yeah.
You killed the follicles.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. I also have no hair like where I wear socks. Like I have bald ankles before you get the hair on my legs.
Yeah.
I have bald ankles.
I have bald ankles.
Here, Maury, look at this. Like, look at mine. Look at how bald my ankles are.
But that's why I thought you shaved your legs, because I've seen pictures of just your feet and you have no hair.
No, not at all. Look at my ankles.
Yeah, like you have.
Look at my ankles. I have no hair from here down.
Yeah, he has boy feet.
Yeah. Here, look, Mocha.
Oh, yeah, weird.
It's like a line right there.
It's so smooth.
Yeah, it's so smooth. Yeah. Yeah. No, so what was the question? Oh, jogging pants. Yes, I wear jogging pants.
Victoria says, do you ever find yourself watching kids' shows once they've gone to bed without realizing that you haven't changed the channel?
Yes, I have. It depends on the show.
All the time in our house, where the TV is on, like maybe on Treehouse.
Yeah.
And after we put Cruz to bed and clean up the kitchen, clean up his toys, put everything away, sit down on the couch, and then like just start going through emails on my phone, or Jenna's on her phone, and for like maybe 30 minutes just like screwing around on the computer and just look up and the TV's still on Treehouse.
Yeah, but I think the question is like, outside of looking at email, will you actually sit on the couch and watch the kids' shows and enjoy it even though Cruz is not with you?
Oh, no.
Catherine will. There's a show on Netflix called Pinky Malinky that Catherine and Roxy love.
Yeah.
It's about a hot dog that goes to school with regular kids. Mm-hmm. And and Catherine will watch an episode of that after Roxy goes to bed, and then she'll like plow ahead. But it's weird now because they're at the, like Catherine's at the, or sorry, Roxy's at the age where she and Catherine are like, they're plowing through a bunch of shows that everybody in the family enjoys equally. Like, we just finished Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
That Roxy started binging at the beginning of quarantine. And then she started binging Modern Family, and she's amazing, already in season 5.
Oh, right? Wow.
So I have no problem like going in the living room and Rox will just look at me and go, Modern Family it up. And I'm like, Modern Family it up. And then she hooks it up, and then we just watch a couple episodes before bed. Right. So it's amazing now, but when she was younger, I really didn't have a lot of interest in other shows. And even now there's some cartoons that she watches. Like, she watches the new She-Ra. I'm not really into it. She loves The Flash. I'm not really into The Flash. And then the younger shows, I heard the theme song yesterday for Mickey Mouse Playhouse or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I had like flashbacks, like PTSD. hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's a brand new day. What you waiting for?
I'm not sitting there at night watching episodes of Paw Patrol or anything like that.
When I was babysitting my two brothers, Daniel and Kyle, when they were much younger and stuff, and they'd fall asleep on the couch, I'd find myself watching Dora alone.
Yeah. Really, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. It always gets shut off immediately.
Aaron asks, would you rather go a week without showering, but you can change your clothes,
okay,
or go a week with showering and not changing your clothes?
I've done both.
Oh, okay.
Which did I prefer? Interesting question. Not showering, but I can change my clothes, or showering, but I can't change my clothes.
So it means you would shower and put back on the dirty clothes.
Yeah.
I would rather not shower.
We're talking about underpants too.
And put on new clothes, yeah. I'd rather not shower and put on new clothes.
Right.
Because if I needed to, I could still like use a baby wipe on my underarms And
no, that's
places.
Showering though.
Okay,
that's showering.
This can I still use deodorant?
No,
no.
Can I? Oh, why not?
No, no.
That's considered plant clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No baby wipe on the butt. Nothing in between the groin. Nothing like that.
Okay, I'm showering. I'm showering every day.
Showering every day with the same clothes?
Yeah, I'm showering every day.
That's what I do now.
Right. It's true. Yeah, it's true.
I'm showering every day.
Yeah, we know Maury's answer. Yeah, I'm leaning towards showering every day.
Yeah.
I think so. Not being able to wash your butt.
Yeah.
Right?
I need a shower every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And especially, you know what? Maybe my answer might have been different if we were asked this question in January. Uh-huh. But we're getting into the warmer months right now.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Things and stink up a lot quicker than normal.
Things get moist. You get a little moist down there. Moist.
All right. We're going to head back to the phones right now. Adil, what's up, bro?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thank you.
What is your question?
Yeah, so I wanted to know if you guys have a phobia which no one in your life knows about or you have never admitted to having it.
Well, I'm certainly not going to admit it to you, Adil.
Just in general, any phobias that like
going to happen?
We would be surprised to know.
I don't think surprise. Like phobia to me is something that is like diagnosed, not just something that you don't like. Like for me, I don't have, and I've talked about this many times, but I can remind you, I don't have the danger gene. Like I don't have the adrenaline gene. I have zero desire to do something like bungee jump or skydive or any of that dangerous stuff. Like it doesn't interest me at all. I see people doing it like, oh my God, what a rush. And I have no desire in my life to have any sort of like rush.
Yeah, but
like
maybe
that.
You have another phobia. Like, you're afraid of losing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like losing. I don't think anybody likes
nobody
losing.
Likes losing.
But yeah, no, as far as like a phobia goes, like I don't like snakes, but I don't have a phobia of snakes, right?
No, but
like,
what makes
I
it
don't
a phobia is if you go into the bathroom and like you wince when you open the toilet seat or something.
Well, no, I mean, I snake check every day in my life before I sit on a toilet. No, it's not. It's a phobia is different. Like a phobia is I won't do certain things because of snakes. Mm-hmm. I will still do everything in my life. And if there happens to be a snake there, I will just get Catherine to remove it.
Catherine, snake!
Yeah, right? So,
it's like my wife with spiders.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The spider above the bedroom door you got to get when you come home.
Yeah. Oh, really, huh?
Yeah.
You're on spider duty?
We have so many spiders in our house. It's
really?
Crazy. Every day
in
I'm
the
killing
house.
Them. Yeah, every single day.
We got a real ant problem right now.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's like filthy.
In your home or your cottage?
Both.
Oh, wow.
Both. Yeah, both. We have so many ants in the house in the city. Uh-huh. Like so many ants. It was crazy. But I'm not afraid of them.
We moved into, we've been there like almost, actually no, just over a year now.
Yeah.
That last spring or last summer, we had the same thing, ants in the house.
Right.
Right? And we couldn't figure out where they were coming from because there were like a ton of them coming up from underneath the hardwood floor.
Yeah.
And we called someone to come check it out and he put this like liquid, this gel, right?
Yeah.
And he put it in between the hardwood. So wherever there were like little tiny, tiny cracks or like the smallest little space in between the hardwood, he said once moisture gets in there and that's what may breed some of these ants, which then breed thousands more. And he put this gel in corners of the house. We haven't had a single ant in the house since.
Yeah.
What
you.
About uncles?
Self-isolating right now.
Can't
have anybody
listen
over.
To the story. He didn't even listen to the story. He heard ant and just waited for a moment to have a punchline. No, but I look at a phobia as almost an irrational fear.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I have one then.
Which is what?
That everybody knows. Is I'm afraid of drowning. I could be in the shallow end of a swimming pool because I don't know how to swim.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how to swim and I'm afraid of drowning. So I could even be in the shallow end. I will not. It freaks me out if my feet leave the ground of the pool.
Right.
I could try to float and I immediately, as soon as it's like lift off, I freak right out.
You would hate what I do with Roxy in the pool then.
Oh, do you push her under the water?
Yeah, so here's what we do. We start in the shallow end of the pool and I stand behind her And then she puts her arms up in the air like she's doing a hands up pose.
Yeah.
And I stand behind her and I put my hands on top of her hands and she pushes up.
Uh-huh.
And then she starts walking from the shallow end to the deep end. And as her head goes under the water, I keep pushing her down so her feet stay on the bottom of the pool. And she walks the entire length of the pool underwater until she gets to the end. And then I let her hands go and she pops up.
That is sounds to me like punishment.
So is this your summer to learn to swim then?
It was supposed to be, yeah.
But why can't it
because
be?
Because we were doing private lessons and because of COVID and social distancing and all
over.
That, this person, we can't get together to do swimming lessons. But this was going, I was like so determined. This was going to be the summer that I was going to learn how to swim. But
soon
now I
your
can't.
Son can teach you.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. When are you putting him in? When are you putting Cruz in?
Well, he started swimming lessons last year, but again, same thing. Or like a year and a half ago.
Can't do it.
Same thing, right? We can't do anything at all because of COVID.
So are you not going to enjoy your pool this summer?
Oh, I'm still going to enjoy. But like, what's
enjoying though? Like on the steps, right?
Got a couple of pool noodles, you know?
No, man. You know what we just bought? We just bought these things for the pool, which are, they're inflatable, like they're inner tubes that you sit in. Mm-hmm. And then also in the kit are like inflatable pugil sticks like from American Gladiators years ago. So you sit your butt in the inner tube and then you have a big giant inflatable like wand bat and you try and beat the other person off their knock the other person off their inner
I'm
tube.
I'm not coming over to play that game. You win. Wait, Adil, do you have any phobias? Like, is there anything that you have not told anybody or maybe like a limited number of people know?
Yeah, it's actually really weird. I was looking this up online the other day. It's called globophobia. It's fear of balloons.
I'm not like what?
It's not that I'm afraid of balloons. It's just that them popping like all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it's just like something being inflated and you know, not knowing when it's going to pop. For example, if you're putting air in your tire,
yeah,
and if you put too much, and you know, there's that fear that it's going to pop.
So it just gives you anxiety. Like if you saw somebody blowing up a balloon really, really big, you would start to feel anxiety coming on. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I mean, it's a bit of a sissy phobia. No offense. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, that's a common one. Oh, do you know what? Speaking of stuff like that, so sort of things that are irrational, right? Like, you know, a balloon popping is not going to hurt you, but you still fear it. I get that. What I can, even talking about this right now, hurts my teeth.
Which is?
The thing that I hate and I start to get anxiety about is if I see a little kid with like a woolen mitt on, I fear that they're going to put it in their mouth and start biting the woolen mitt. The thought and the idea of a kid putting a woolen mitt in its mouth and just gnawing on the end of a woolen mitt hurts my mouth much.
I know what you mean.
I see a kid with a mitt up by its face and I start getting like anxiety.
Because it makes a noise. Like when you do it, it makes a noise, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm the same
I can't
way
do it.
With wood in it. Your mouth. Like if you have a popsicle stick.
Come over to my pool, Mark.
I got this cool game.
How about Maury? Maury's fear.
Maury, any phobias?
I have two. One I've talked about before. I have a huge fear of electricity. Not like, you know, power cables and stuff, but if I walk by and a lamp plug is slightly out or something, I get chills and it drives me nuts. Somebody has to plug it in the other room. Shem's laptop plug was a little bit out and I'm like, dude, you got to plug that back in.
So you won't plug it? You won't push it in?
No, even at home, if something has to be plugged in, like a toaster or whatever, I won't do it.
You don't plug things in?
No, I'm so scared because as I'm doing it, immediately I started thinking about the what if.
What about changing a light bulb?
Oh, I have no problem doing that.
Really, huh?
Yeah, but it's the electrical outlet thing.
But you know that changing a light bulb like is probably more dangerous than...
I can't explain it.
Okay, yeah, no, but fair enough. That's like, the whole thing about being irrational. Okay, so what's... So electricity.
The second one is a fear of my husband leaving me.
Then maybe start doing that won't make him leave.
Yeah. Like stop DMing other dudes, delete Grindr off your phone.
Stop with the micro cheating.
I can't explain it.
No,
like I'm just so fear of it.
Enough. Like with everybody working from home, your husband being at home right now in the office all day.
Yeah.
You know, stop private browsing in the bathroom. while he's on Zoom meetings.
When I get home, I open the door. I'm like, ooh, you're still here.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
That's rough. Well,
there you go, Adil. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Take care, guys.
Later, brother.
Our next question comes from Bridget. She asks, what part of your body do you think has gotten the short end of the stick?
My whole body.
Okay, Roz?
No.
No, go ahead, Maury. Go ahead. Maury's like, I can't leave it like that.
No, too bad.
Hang on.
No, we're running out of podcast time. Roz?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Maury looks so disappointed.
I was going to say my butt.
Your butt?
Like, it's covered, right? So it's unfortunate that people don't get the opportunity to see it in all of its glory.
Oh, no, hold on here. I think that you're misunderstanding the question.
Yeah, isn't short end of the stick mean like it's so great, but it doesn't get acknowledged?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what else?
No.
What else on your body?
How is that not what it means?
Okay, what's another way it can mean?
Short end of the stick. No, that's what it means. Like, it's so great, but oh my God, it's not appreciated as much.
Okay, so your butt, what else?
No, what does it mean?
No, you're right.
Okay, so what part of your body do you think has gotten the short end of the stick? I would take that to mean, what part of your body do you think is...
There's more than enough room for improvement.
Less than the sort of quality of the other parts of your body.
Oh, okay. Then not my butt.
Right.
Oh, okay. Then
like say that you have great abs, but you know, for a man, you have huge nipples. Right? You know, I'd be like, oh, my chest kind of got the short end of the stick on this one. Yeah. Right?
Oh, interesting. Okay, go.
Yeah. No, you go.
Oh, okay. I was going to say my butt is so great, but my stomach isn't.
Fair
so
enough.
Your stomach got oh,
my,
the short
I have
end
amazing
stick.
Eyes but my nose is huge.
What are you talking about?
I have amazing eyes.
Amazing eyes. You wear glasses, and even with those prescription glasses, you can barely see
the color.
Yeah, but I don't, they're a little close together though.
I know, Matthew said just, it's as if God threw them on my face and walked away.
Wow, that is
man, that's what love looks like, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do if Catherine ever said something like that to me. I don't think I would recover for a real long time.
Yeah.
I really don't.
That's so mean.
Yeah, it's so vicious.
But then he goes, I'm saying it with love.
How do you say that with love?
I don't know.
What else does he say to you with love? I'm very curious now.
Oh, many things.
Yeah, I guess. Didn't he used to point at your stomach and go, what are we doing about that?
Oh, yeah.
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 Does he do that now still?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Madonna did that to me once. She poked it and said, why are you so fat?
Right. Maury wrote me last night to say that Matthew was wearing a tank top for the very first time ever.
Ooh.
And that he looked so hot last
yeah,
night.
Hot yeah, hot
Matthew
summer.
It was throwing me for a loop. I couldn't look at him. He looked so gorgeous. I've never seen him in a tank top. And I felt awkward.
You've never seen him in a tank top?
Never. And
really,
he looked
huh?
so good. I was just like, I don't know what to do with this situation. It's
Wait,
really uncomfortable.
How many tank tops does he own?
He owns one Mariah Carey one. And I came home and he was wearing it. And I'm just like... Wow.
Really? Because
so why don't you like grab him, give him a big old kiss on the lips?
No, I said, you look too good. I don't know what to do with the situation.
You look too good for me to make out with you?
So I'm like, this is too uncomfortable for me. You look really hot.
Wow. I figure because Matthew fits into like that sort of bantamweight gay where, you know, that the tank top is like the summer uniform
yeah.
for that.
But he doesn't have like muscles or whatever. He's very twinky.
No, it doesn't. But usually the twinks are the ones who rock the
Yeah, and tank tops are tank a huge tops. Turn on to me. So my husband in a tank top, my mind blew.
Really? Did you tell him? What did you tell him?
I'm just like, you're too hot. I need to leave the room.
Oh, God. Wow. In any situation, you do whatever you can to avoid any type
you
of
guys have...
like physicality with your husband.
The weirdest relate. Like, so he looks at you potentially and goes, God, your eyes, it looks like God just flung them on your face. And you're like, you're too hot. I have to leave. Yeah. Like, how do you expect anything to happen ever when you guys talk to each other like that?
I know. It's so weird.
Right?
So weird.
We were clearly meant for each other.
So weird.
Anyway, Roz, what part of your body do you think has gotten the short end of the stick?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I mean, I'm like,
do
I don't, there's really
you?
Nothing particularly about my body that I love, right? I don't think I have a great anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think I have world-class blank, you
okay.
know? I don't think that there's one part of my body that I think is better than any other jabroni's body out there, right? I really don't think so.
See, for me, I know you and I are like basically the same height, but yeah. I wish I was just like a little bit taller.
Right.
Like the height department, you know, I could excel
yeah.
a little bit more.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
What if you do it this way? Like, Roz, if you went like, I'm super tall, but, well, and then you get to fill in the blank.
I'm super tall, but what?
No, then you fill in the blank.
With what?
With what you would fix. Is that a way to think about it?
I literally just said that I don't think there's any particular part of my body that is great.
I'm trying to word it in a way to help you think of something.
Oh.
You know what got the short end of the stick for you, Maury? Honestly?
Yeah.
It's your hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your ability to listen.
No,
to
I
words.
Heard, but I'm trying to like help him think of something specific.
You're trying to give me a put up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Geez, I don't know. Like I'm super tall, but I guess like what would I fix? I would start fixing a lot of things if I could. But not like I wouldn't want abs. Like I don't like the look of somebody that's totally ripped. And thank God Catherine doesn't either, unless she's been lying to me for years. But that's like never been her. That's never been her sort of thing. Like uh-huh. that's never been her turn on. Is like an individual that is super ripped, where you have like that type of, you know, superhero body kind of thing. She's always just been sort of more attracted to people who are fit but not chiseled, right?
Right.
And that's the same thing with me too. Like I've sort of never been, I don't like super fit. I'm not attracted to super fit. Like it's just never been my thing. And I know like when some people are, they're like, oh my God, like that, you know, the sort of gym culture where like somebody's like ripped and she's ripped and everything else. I'm like, you guys are happy together. I find both of you to look weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like very weird. So I've never had the desire to be super ripped. And when you don't have the desire to be super ripped, you tend to let yourself go quickly. You know, because
he's like, amen to that.
Yeah, because
preach,
my
sister.
Yeah, because my goal isn't super ripped. My goal is only ever average.
Yeah.
Right? Like I only ever want to be average.
Your
I only
goal
ever
is just to live.
Yes. Right.
That's what my dad said. Set little goals, they're easier to achieve.
Well, he didn't say it about your body though, Maury.
Emma asks, do you have a specific family food dish you just can't get enough of? Something that your family always makes, even from like when you were a kid, that gives you the warm fuzzies?
Nope.
Nothing?
No, I do not.
Really?
Wow.
No, I do not.
Like something your mom used to make that you just loved?
That I still make or that
she still makes?
No. My mom was a great cook growing up. My mom was good. She was good, but I find that I eat a lot of the same things, but I don't cook any of them in the same way that my mom did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like I look forward to my grandmother's brisket.
Yeah.
And my dad's matzah brie. Like these are two things that
what?
I just can't get
What in the
enough.
Christ is a matzah brie?
So matzah at Passover, right? Like you soak the matzah and then you bake it in
What's
eggs.
Matzah
But what's
anyway?
Brie though?
Oh, and it's just what they call it. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Matzah what's matzah though?
Matzah is like Passover. It's like basically Jewish crackers kind of thing, right?
Because
the Israel people didn't have time for the bread to rise, so they rushed out of the kitchen, blah, blah, blah.
Did you say the Israel people?
Well, they call them Israelites, but I didn't need, that's just.
You just don't know. Okay.
So
you'll enjoy crackers.
Right. But soaked matzah, and you cook it with eggs, and then you put jam on top of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Tell you what,
So, but do you make that at home though, or do you only? It's like a special thing that
my
you
dad
have
makes
when you,
it. So I even asked for my birthday this year. I'm like, can you just make matzah brie because we didn't get to see each other for Passover?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't have that. I don't have that thing. Like, I don't have. My mom used to make what she called. I guess they were just were, but she used to make like open face hot hamburger sandwiches where she would take a big thick piece of toast, toast it, right? And then make a big hamburger patty on a frying pan, put that on the top of toast, and then make gravy and pour gravy all over the top of that. And then take peas and throw peas on top of all of that gravy. And then you would just eat it with a fork and knife.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Hang on.
How do you not crave that now?
But I don't make it. Like, that's my thing, dude.
You should
I'll
make
that
it
tonight.
And see what your daughter thinks. See what Roxy thinks.
Yeah.
How come,
I bet she would love it.
How come you didn't give me that sound when I was talking about soaking matzah?
I don't know. He sounds like soggy crackers, bro.
Yeah.
Like the way you described it, right?
Honestly, when you don't know what matzah is, more like for Mocha, he doesn't know what it is. You're basically describing like a flip-flop. Right? Like it's as appealing.
I can't wait to say that.
Yeah, it's as appealing as that, right? Like
I have there are two dishes that my folks make that I just for eternity, I'll never be able to get enough of.
Okay.
At Christmas time, my mom always makes pepper pot, which is oxtail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my dad makes his homemade bread that we eat with the pepper pot. So that's at Christmas. I look forward to that every single year. And then the other thing that my mom makes is a goat curry with roti. Man, I can have that all the time.
Really?
All the time. Yeah. I could have it like at a restaurant, but it will never, like, I could never compare it to what I have it at home.
Goat is one of those things I would never willingly order. I would never look at goat on a menu with other things on a menu, and I would never land on goat.
And anytime I go, like if I go to a West Indian restaurant or a roti place, I will preferably order the goat curry roti.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of the dishes that my mom makes.
Is it a dark meat?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Has your son tried any of grandma's food yet?
He has not. No, because a lot of it's spicy and he can't handle the spice yet.
So Cruz hasn't had a roti or nothing.
Wow. Oh, I think he's had that, but like anything that it goes with, he won't be able to handle it.
We got this bag of chips that has a skull on the front of it the other day.
Oh my God.
Roxy just grabbed it out of the cupboard and sat on the couch and ate half the bag and like they are so hot. Like she sat on the couch with her hand in the bag of chips, sweating with her other hand wrapped around a glass of milk.
Oh, right? No.
And she just didn't stop. Like she couldn't stop. She just kept going deeper and deeper into it. She didn't want to give up. And she demolished this big bag of chips.
It was like she was trying to beat like a Guinness World Record or something.
Yeah. And then she got to the very bottom of the bag and she goes, "There's one left, Dad," right? And I was like, "Okay." And she brings it over to me. She goes, "Close your eyes and put out your hand." And I go, okay, so I close my eyes and I put out my hand. And what she put in, because they put so much flavor on these chips, what she put in my hand was almost a golf ball size of like the congealed flavoring that they put on all the chips. But it was just one giant ball of the spice.
The bottom of the bag.
There was no chip in it.
Oh, no.
It was just the giant ball. Like it was about the size of an avocado pit.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you know that was a mistake, right?
Yeah. So she put it in my hand and was like, "Go." And so I was just like, "Oh my God." So basically she had this entire bag of chips and was standing there dying. And I was sitting there going, "Oh, you know what? I didn't really want any right now anyway. That's all great." And then she hands me this thing, which is the equivalent of what they would use in an entire bag of chips. And then I popped it in my mouth and I ate it. And then it ruined my night.
Oh.
I was just...
Thanks, kid.
I had big plans for other things, but then I had to continue eating spicy all night, right? Like, that's just the way it goes with me with spice. I had to go full spice. I couldn't do mashed potatoes after that.
Oh, no. Because then all you would taste is
I had to go spice all night long. But these chips are amazing. I wish I knew the name of them, but they're really hot. Like, really hot. They're not like the Uncle Ray's ones.
Uh-huh.
The Uncle Ray's...
It's got
a skull on the bag, and I believe it's the hot wings flavor that they have.
Ooh, damn!
Yeah. But they're real good.
Hey, Andrea, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thank you.
So glad to have you join us. What's your question today?
So if you guys were in the Upload TV show, or if that was an option, would you choose to upload or just die?
Oh wow, the Robbie Amell Amazon Prime television show called Upload.
You know, I still haven't finished it.
Me neither.
Can I say, it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I was really, really enjoying it. And then I don't know what happened.
Something else must have taken over.
Yeah, I'm
partway through through the show.
It was really good.
Is it? Yeah, really I love
it.
It's good. It's really, really
good.
I
love it.
So they've created
a really good show.
They've created these virtual existence for your consciousness. And when you are sort of in those moments where you're going to die, you have the option, or you would sign the papers ahead of time, much like you would sign some sort of like DNR with a hospital, but only this is with a corporation that owns the Upload, the cloud, basically. And your choices are you can either just die and whatever that is, or you can be uploaded where they hook you up to a thing and then all your memories and your personality and your everything else goes up to a virtual world where you will live there forever, but you're in like a big beautiful hotel, there's great food, you can go swim in.
It's like a retirement center.
It's like a retirement center. But the Upload world has its own sets of problems though, right?
Well, you have to have somebody in your life that's willing to pay for, like, put money in your account so you can have food and live world.
But presumably, like, in the situation in this show, his rich girlfriend had the family plot kind of thing where they were all going to go. So he's part of her world. But other people, I'm sure, would have it prepaid just like you would any sort of insurance or whatever. So you will always be topped up with your payments, right?
Your virtual funds.
Your virtual funds.
No, you have to continuously, like, pay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No,
like,
no.
You'll eventually run out.
Like, if you have breakfast, like, you eat, you want the snack, like, somebody has to put more money in your account, like, if you're on a cruise.
You have to pay for clothes.
No. I get that. But what I'm saying is that it's designed for rich people primarily, where those funds are unlimited, is what I'm saying, right?
Yep.
So would I like to live in that world forever?
Before you answer, Andrea, what's your answer?
No, hell no.
Right. Why?
That's the first thing. Because, like, you even see them, the uploaded people. You can actually talk to people on the phone. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You can't be there physically. And you're going to talk to everyone and you can't even, like, go out with
them.
Yeah,
that's the other part of it. Is that
you go to your own funeral.
When you're uploaded into this world, you still have the ability to communicate with people on this side.
Right.
Living people.
That's the first thing.
Right? Right. I would say, I think that things really depend, okay? If I died young, I would think maybe I would choose that, because then you can still communicate and you can still sort of be a part of life. But I think that if I was a senior and I was in my 80s and that was going to be the body that I was going to wind up being in forever.
Oh, but no. You can choose your avatar. You can be younger.
Somebody in the show that's from the 1920s, but she's all in black and white because that's the only photo they could find of her.
Right. 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 Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that I would do that. Although it does look sort of freeing.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, huh?
No, I wouldn't. Only because I feel like I've lived a good life, and I feel like up to this point, I would like to think that I've contributed to society in a positive way.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to, if I go, I'm gone.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with that. But I'm just thinking of the possibilities though, right? Like the possibilities, because I know in the show, it makes it seem like it's a very sort of, you know, complicated, lonely existence. But what if, are you married, Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if you and your husband passed away at the same time, or were going to pass away at the same time? But you didn't know. You didn't know. It was a horrific accident or something like that. You got hit. You got a light.
I get bored.
You get bored.
I'll get so bored. Yeah. I will be, because you're stuck in the lakeside thing for the whole. It's, if it was like a worldwide thing and I could go travel in the afterlife, maybe I'll think about it. You know, but you're stuck in a hotel by the lake forever.
Yeah, I guess.
You get bored quickly.
They don't make it seem all that appealing. They make it seem like a possibility, but they don't make it seem all that appealing. Maury, what
but
would you do?
But that's the other thing. If you can't afford the rich upload world, there are other less rich worlds that you can go to. And I feel that I can only afford some of, I guess, the less luxurious worlds.
So what you're saying,
I would love to upload. But
your life wouldn't change though.
No, but I wouldn't get the luxury upload world.
But you don't have that in regular life though,
regular life is right now, that's all you can afford in upload.
I know. I would get like the 500K room or something down in the basement with the fluorescent lighting.
Okay, now what if
500K, I don't mean money. I mean, like, it's like you don't have a lot.
Okay, what if this, Maury? What if you could go into upload, okay?
Yeah.
And the plan that I had out in front of you, where I'm like, you can totally afford this, okay? The upload scenario that we have for you is going to be this big, beautiful, wonderful, tropical gay island, and your body is going to be the body that you have always dreamed of.
Channing Tatum.
I already have my answer, but continue.
Okay, what's your answer?
Well, yeah.
Okay, right, yes. So I think it depends on the situation that somebody sets up for you.
For me, it would have to be worldwide.
Yeah, so you just
if
want
to. I can
you,
go
you
anywhere in the world.
You still want to be able to travel.
Yeah.
You don't want, like,
that,
I would love to have
be
a hot
awesome
body
to
and
be able to travel
guys
in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Oh, God, okay.
See, where Maury just doesn't want to be poor. Right?
Yeah. Hey, Andrea, thanks so much.
No problem.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. VSPN asks, if you guys were single, would you say yes to being on The Bachelor? And what do you think would be your greatest downfall and greatest strength in this role?
No.
Absolutely not. I think I'd be terrible at The Bachelor.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I'm too old for The Bachelor. Nobody would watch.
No, they have old people on it.
No, but not as the actual. There's nobody who's 45 being the Bachelor. And my body's not good enough. And you got to be hot. And you got to take your shirt off. Like I wouldn't want to put in the work just to become the Bachelor. It's too much work.
Because then you
got to
jump in the pool. Yeah. And then they got those fantasy dates where maybe you're on a boat, and then you got to jump off the boat and into the water.
But there was the dating show for old people.
Shut it. I'm not old. I'm just too old for the Bachelor. You dingbat.
Would you be on the Bachelor, Maury?
Absolutely.
Like, let's say if it was a gay bachelor.
I did
right?
do a gay dating show once.
What was it?
Oh, I was pausing for your reaction.
Oh, what was it? What was the gay dating show?
I forget the name of it, but I ended up hooking up with the host.
So wait, were you the person that was supposed to be doing the picking, or were you one of the people who could be picked?
I was supposed to be doing the picking. Right?
Oh, wow.
And how many guys did you have at your...
There were four guys. Oh, it was okay. Awesome. And it aired on the Gay Network, and you know, one of the scenes, we were in the hot tub, blah, blah, blah. But then when the cameras weren't rolling,
What do you mean, blah, blah, blah? What happened in the hot tub?
Don't blah, blah, blah. I'm on a gay dating show in a hot tub, blah, blah, blah.
What happened in the hot tub?
Oh, yeah. We made out in the hot tub. Like, I remember the producers were like, okay, we're going to take that again from a different angle, and you guys to keep making
did
out.
Did you?
And have you ever like made Pilot out with Pete, somebody for like 10 minutes and you're like making out and you're like oh,
like
I
Pilot
wish this was
Pete,
done.
When you were in the hot tub, did you have a secret code to let producers know that you had a boner?
Oh no.
He yawned. That was his thing.
No,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, so they knew to not shoot him getting out of the hot tub.
No.
Yeah, if he ever became aroused, he said that he would yawn and then they would know to not film certain ways.
No, that's dangerous because you could see a fake yawn.
Yes, that's
right?
true.
You can recognize a fake yawn.
I know.
Yeah. So for 10 minutes you have to make out with this guy in the hot tub.
Yeah, and I never ended up picking anybody, but when the cameras weren't rolling, I went home with the host. And then we came back the next day and continued filming.
That's like that show. You remember Studs?
Studs?
Do you remember that show?
Uh-uh.
You don't remember Studs? Studs was, I believe, years ago, it was on Fox. And it was a dating show where, I'm trying to remember the format. Was it two guys would date the same woman and then she would rate their dates and say who was the bigger stud? Or no, sorry. It was two guys would each date two different women. And then, so each woman would have dated both the guys. And then they came on and said, which guy was the bigger stud?
That's
yeah,
amazing.
It was a show called Studs. You don't remember Studs?
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you not? Maybe because you're a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit too young for that. But it was on the heels of like the dating game and all that stuff.
Does Matthew know that you were on Studs? Or not Studs. friggin' the show, the gay show, the dating show?
No.
At all?
No.
What do you think he would say if he found out?
Oh, then he would be like, well, then I'm going on a dating show.
Even though this happened like before you guys got together?
Yeah.
So Studs was on in 1991. Can you turn my computer up for a second?
Yeah.
Here, maybe this will jar your memory a little bit. So there was three women sitting on a couch.
Okay.
And then the host would come out. And I think that the one guy dated all three women is what it was. So here, are we ready for this, Maury?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, listen to this.
Thanks very much. Welcome to Studs. I'm Mark DeCarlo. Glad to have you here. We got a great show lined up for you. We got two guys over there. Those two guys have been on blind dates with those three ladies. Hi, ladies. Did you have a good time on the dates? Oh, good. They're mute. You can't hear them, so let's go talk to them close, shall we?
What?
Here, let me find a different clip. Hold on. This show was, I used to watch.
Now, is it S-T-U-D-S or do they spell Studs with a Z?
No. It's S-T-U-D. Hold on here. Here we go. Let me see if this one's better for you.
Stop all week here on Studs. It's our first week back for our second season. We are so glad to be back today. We have the two biggest studs from last year. These guys, head and shoulders above the rest of the guys. Perhaps you've forgotten about them. Let's watch some tape, shall we?
We went to dinner and we went dancing and all these other women kept trying to get a hold of him to dance with him and they're passing him a phone number.
How many phone numbers did you get?
Only 10. It was a slow night.
Wow, what a stud.
Who's most likely to get kinky on the kitchen table, you or Jason? Why, Carol?
I just kind of feel like he'd have no problems with that.
Yeah, man. Studs was like this crazy show.
That sounds amazing.
Where, yeah, it was really wild where they just bring these two dudes on and they're like total studs. And then these women would be like, oh my God, these guys are total studs. It was, and then it worked like the dating game where you would answer sort of questions about they would ask these women these questions, which guy is most likely to do this, which guy is most likely to do this. And then they would ask it to the two guys. And if you answered correctly, either yourself or the guy you're competing against, they would give you like a little heart sticker to stick on your clothes somewhere. And at the end of the show, the guy who had the most hearts, I believe, then got to look at the three women and choose which one he wanted to go on a second date with.
Like a stud.
Yeah, like a stud.
Could you do that show? Like, would you ever compete?
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, studs would never work today, but it was a really, really fascinating, fascinating show. I loved it.
I remember the name of the one I was on.
Which is what?
Fairy Tale.
Excuse me.
That was the name of the dating show. Fairy Tale. Yeah.
So you hooked up with the host of the show.
Yeah.
When did people find out?
That I hooked up with the host of the show?
Yeah.
Nobody ever did.
Oh, nobody did. Oh, damn.
I'm literally telling you for the first time.
So when you were doing this show, when you had to, what did they tell you ahead of time? Did they say, hey, listen, we're going to put you in the hot tub. We'd really like it if you would make out. Or did they just say, we're going to put you in the hot tub. Whatever happens, happens.
They say whatever happens, happens. But then there's somebody behind the camera going, you know, it'd be really great if you guys would make out a little bit. It would, you know, the viewers would love that.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you guys just swim up together and just start making out?
And then and one scene we made sushi together. And, you know, when the sushi rolls or something, like I remember we had to sword fight with the sushi rolls.
Excuse me. You're on a thing called, what is it called? Cocktails? What is
Fairy
it called?
Tales.
Fairy Tales.
The other name's better.
Okay. You're sushi roll fighting on Fairy Tales? This show doesn't exist. What the hell is the name of this show?
Fairy Tale on Out TV.
Like fairies in like fairy.
F-A-I-R-Y.
This is a very difficult thing to Google. Fairy Tales.
Fairy Tales
gay.
Like
gay. I'm not doing gay fairy tales.
Yo, your internet search history—it's gonna be so wild.
Everything.
And you know how after you search for something, a couple of days later, you start getting ads.
So hold on here. Is this 2003 to 2005?
Yeah.
Fairy Tale, 2-star rating on IMDb.
Who's the host? Who's the host?
Okay, Fairy Tale is part game show, part dating show. The show's main character has three contestants to pick from the evening's dates. Which will they end up with? Let me see if it has any
What's the host name's, Mark? Host name.
I need to remember that. I don't remember the host's name.
But you hooked up with them.
Yeah, I don't remember every guy.
The taglines, okay, we're here, we're queer, we're dating.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if there is a host attached to this.
Tomei. His last name was Tomei.
Tomei. No, there's nobody listed from this at all. Okay, hold on here. Oh, which is this one? Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's an article on it. The dating game. Okay, so first came the dating game, then came Blind Date, among many others. Now Canada has its own entry into the matchmaking genre, Fairy Tale. The program, which premiered Sunday across Canada on Pride Vision Cable Channel, featured gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender participants seeking romance as the cameras roll. Each show focuses on one date captured on video and dissected for viewers. Let me see. They don't mention to you... And then they start getting into like how much money gay guys make and everything else here. No, there's no mention of you though.
No, there wouldn't be.
No, in their case, romance doesn't sue. We ended up making out in the sauna, one person said. Maybe that was you. I wonder if this still exists. There was a Los Angeles Times article on Fairy Tale. Yeah, man.
Wow.
This was a big thing. Because I guess this is when Pride TV or Out TV first launched, right?
Yeah, that's right. There was no other gay network or dating show.
Huh. Yeah, interesting. All right. Well, there you go. So Maury was, in fact, on a gay dating show called Fairy Tale.
Nikki Chena asks, do you like leftovers or do you prefer a fresh meal for every single day?
Interesting that you say this. I had this conversation last night.
Oh, okay.
So I put a roast in the sous vide for 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And we had it last night. So the other night I put it in, set it for 24 hours, going to be ready 4 o'clock the next day. Mm-hmm. And with the roast, I wanted to do mashed potatoes and carrots and Brussels sprouts and everything else. So Perfect. When the roast was done in the sous vide, I took it out, dried it off, pan-seared it, everything else. But then I was also making the mashed potatoes, the carrots, the Brussels sprouts, the gravy, everything else. And I looked at Catherine and I was like, you know what? I should have just made all of the accompanying cast yesterday and just reheated it today. Mm-hmm. And then all I had to do today was just sear up the roast beef.
But that's not leftovers if it's eaten for the first time.
But it was still cooked the day before.
That's not a leftover.
I guess
you're a leftover is when you've sort of picked away at it and put it away.
Okay, so love leftovers.
So do
I have no problem with leftovers.
I almost prefer leftovers some nights.
Yeah, we cook enough, or I would say Jenna does most of the cooking in the house. Mm-hmm. Jenna cooks more than enough to last for us to have lunch the next day or to have dinner, like eat the exact same dinner the next
day. You hit on it. You hit on it perfectly. I don't necessarily like dinner leftovers for dinner the next day. What I love are dinner leftovers for lunch the next day.
Yeah.
I've been
picking away at a lasagna for the last 4 days. I love day old meat.
Yeah.
Fairy tales.
Is that what got you in the hot tub, Maury?
Next question. Next question comes from Dhruv M. How many months have 28 days? That's an easy answer. Dan Maury, would you like to take a stab at it?
I was just going to say that's a hard question.
How is that a hard question?
Okay. There's a poem for it. 28 days has September. November, not... Okay.
Hold on here.
Something to do with the knuckles.
Let me find... Hold on here.
What?
No, there's something... Honestly, Roz taught me this.
No, I didn't teach you that.
Okay. Someone taught me this.
Don't try and give people like that. That's
false
terrible.
False credit?
Yeah.
How many months have 28 days?
Okay, so
that's
30
such
days...
An easy, man.
30 days has September... April, June, and November. When short February's done, all the rest have 31.
Okay. What? Okay. So say it again slowly. I'm going to show you the knuckle thing.
Okay.
Okay. Take it out of context. Okay. That sounds super weird, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You just go ahead and show the knuckle thing then, Maury.
Okay. No, but what I need you to do is
I'm not doing anything.
No, I'm not doing anything. Can you just help me out a little bit?
No.
Just go January, February, and tell me which ones have 28 days, and I'll show you here.
Okay.
January, February.
What?
What?
January and February both have 28 days?
January and February.
Just listen, stop
questioning.
Well,
then the knuckle thing doesn't work because it's supposed to be up knuckles, down knuckles.
Okay, listen. Stop for a minute. Roz is going to say the months, and you just count on your knuckles, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
go.
January.
And don't interrupt. Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
Okay, January, mm-hmm. February, mm-hmm. March, April.
No, you're just saying months.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Do you remember when I just said, don't interrupt?
No, but I had to interrupt.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
Mm-hmm. If I'm correct...
I gave it 2 Januaries, by the way, because apparently you needed it.
Okay.
You had one knuckle left over.
He wasn't paying attention.
So I had to give you another January.
If I'm correct, the non-knuckly part of in between your knuckles is the 28 days.
Would it surprise you, Dan Maury, if we told you that every single month in the year have 28 days?
I know that's not true because December 31st, hello.
What comes before 31?
Also has a 28th day.
Next question.
Oh my God. I thought it was like, no, but that's true.
Yes. All of them is the answer.
Is that why you were going January, February?
Yes.
No, but there's some that only, but
no,
she didn't say
no,
only.
No, there's not. There's not some that have only 28 days.
They
no,
all have 28 days.
No, but there's some that
them.
Only have
no,
28
there are,
days.
No, there is not no. some that have
February
only 28
February has
days.
28 days every 3 years. And on the fourth year,
there's one month
extra
that
day.
Only has 28 days. Not
only one
some
month?
Months.
Only one.
Yes. Yes.
Then what's the riddle?
What do you mean, what riddle?
Like something, 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 something.
January, February, March, April.
May, June, July, August.
September, October, November, December.
Yes, 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. February has 28, but leap year coming 1 in 4.
Okay, so it's 1 month.
Yes.
Ryan asks, Roz,
yes,
what
sir.
Phrase do you repeat in your head? Actually, let me ask you this. Do you still meditate?
I try to, yes.
Yeah?
It's very difficult.
What's it called? The
Transcendental meditation.
Transcendental meditation. Because Ryan wants to know if you have like a phrase that you repeat in your head when you're doing that type of meditation.
It's a secret.
Oh, really?
It
you're not allowed to say?
No.
Is that what, like, I don't know anything about meditation.
Yeah.
I tried it once and I loved it.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it.
There's many different kinds of meditation. I'm not a spiritual person, so I had to find one that had no sort of spiritual leanings into it. It's not my thing.
Is it a word or is it a phrase?
It's a,
or just
sort
go
of,
om.
It's sort of a word.
Long.
That sounds like two words.
Green grass.
Kind of no. Oh. No, but they're not actual words.
Oh, okay,
right?
Gotcha.
It's just like, it's a phrase that I'd never heard before kind of thing.
Like,
and
om.
they whisper it to you in your ear and they're like, shh, don't tell anybody.
Let's do the news.
It's not
you,
let's do the news.
Could you imagine if that was the word,
yeah.
the phrase that you said?
No, because it's supposed to be innocuous, right? Uh-huh. Like it's supposed to not be something that makes any sense. It's supposed to be its own thing that you then just sort of repeat as you're counting and everything else. Yeah.
Okay. The one time I tried meditation and I had my AirPods in and everything, right?
Yeah.
And I had my eyes closed and I was in the basement of the house. But there was all sorts of nonsense ruckus going on upstairs.
Yeah.
Right? Like my 3-year-old was running around. I think Jenna was on the phone and maybe the dog was barking at like a truck driving by on the street.
Yeah.
So I could still hear all of that while I'm like trying my best to follow along to the meditation.
Right.
What the person was like telling me.
Yeah. It was
a little tough to like block out the extra outside world noise.
I'll tell you, when you start getting really good at TM, at transcendental meditation, none of that stuff matters.
Yeah.
And it's not that you block it out. You still hear it. Like if the FedEx guy comes to the door, I hear it and I get up.
Yeah.
Right? And then you just sort of go back to it. Like it's not about blocking, because what winds up happening is when you try and clear your mind or block out noise, or pretend that obvious distractions don't exist, it does not lend itself to a moment of diving, which is where you go when you do TM, right? And so all of those things you allow to happen, but it's just the technique of then having them come in and then you disperse of them quickly, right? So it's not, a kid yelling is not a distraction. A kid yelling is actually sort of part of the process of it, right?
I'll try it again because I'm really interested in it.
Yeah, it depends on, it all depends on what kind you're doing, but that was the thing that interested me the most in that. Is that TM was it was the most sort of practical approach to meditation that I had come across. It wasn't based on, you know, sitting a certain way or you know, relaxing or all this stuff. It's literally just counting, breathing, the words you say, and then figuring out how to deal with the thoughts that come into your head. That's the sort of big one, because, you know, sometimes it's like reading a book, and you're reading a book and then you're 5 pages past where you last remember reading a word, and then you have to kind of go back and read those pages again, and you're like, well, I read all the words, but where did I go?
Yeah.
Right. And you're sitting there with a book in front of you. You've made the commitment to sort of read, and then you find yourself 6 pages later having, you know, no memory of what you just did, but you're still reading. So that's the kind of same process where something can be a distraction, but it's what you do with that distraction, and it's how you just remove things from your mind. You're sitting there reading this book, but you're not processing anything. It's like, where did you go in that moment?
That's why I only read one page a night.
Yeah. It's like, where did you go in that moment? And that's sort of like what this is. And then so the deeper you go, the you realize that the more you get out of it, and the more you get out of it is becomes your ability to have thoughts come into your head, let them sit there, and then they'll just go away.
I used to go to a place downtown where they did this. You lie on a mat. They turn off the lights. There's little sparkly light bulbs.
See, that's
on the
not for me. That's not for me.
See, but I
can't
do
that.
Are you sitting in the dark when you meditate?
I could do it in the middle. I could do it on the back deck.
Really?
Yeah, in 30-degree sun, sitting in a chair. That's the sort of great thing about it, is none of those tropes when it comes to meditation with music and lighting and a blanket and sitting a certain way. None of those things are part.
Oh, I fall asleep. That sounds relaxing as hell.
Yeah, none of those things are part of this, right? You can literally sit on a bus and do it. I've done it in the car with Catherine while driving. driving before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I once did try doing meditation with a guy when I was dating him once, right? Yeah. But he said you had to pull your pants down when you did it.
Excuse me. What?
And close your eyes and sit cross-legged and put your hands on each other's legs, and that's how you did meditation. You'd sit in front of each other with your pants down.
Wait, so he took his pants off too?
Yeah.
Like, you both take them off or take them down? Because down is weird to me.
No, yeah. Mine were around my ankles.
And where were his?
His were off. He was just in his underwear, and you'd sit there, and you'd put your hands on each other.
Wait, did he make you take off your underwear, or you just...
No, you're both there? In each other's underwear, and he said, that's how you do it.
You're both in each other's underwear?
You're each in your own underwear. Okay.
Yes.
And are you wearing a shirt?
Yeah, you're wearing a shirt. And we sat on the floor in the bathroom, and you would put your hands on... I put my hands on his legs, and he put his hand on my legs, and he said, that's how...
Why in the bathroom?
So his parents wouldn't find us. And...
Okay.
And he said, that's how you're supposed to do meditation with your pants.
How old are you?
I was 18.
Okay.
Now, did you go there to meditate or were you guys just
hanging
out?
No, we were having a sleepover and he's like, I'm going to teach you how to meditate. Come with me.
Right. Now, is this one of the people that invited you? Why, I didn't think you had a whole lot of sleepovers when you were a kid.
No, it was my dad was friends with his dad, so they were downstairs.
Oh.
There was a singles party going on downstairs. Okay. So we were upstairs supposed to be watching
movies. Was he gay? Or was he just sort of like experimenting?
Experimenting. You know, in meditation.
Right. And did it go anywhere?
No.
You just sat there touching each other in your underpants.
Yeah.
To see if you liked it. Yeah. And then obviously he didn't like it.
No, he wasn't
into it.
But apparently that's how you do meditation with your pants down. Listen,
sounds relaxing.
Sometimes you got to drink a Dr. Pepper to find out if you like a Dr. Pepper. Right?
Yo, bro, I love Dr. Pepper so much.
People can describe Dr. Pepper to you all they want, but you don't know whether you like it or not. It's one of those things until you drink it. I imagine underpant meditation is very much the same thing, right? It's just something you got to taste for yourself.
Dr. Pepper, though, on the real?
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Really? You and my ma.
I've never liked it.
I never found it refreshing.
The only thing better than that is Brio. Have you ever tried Brio?
Yeah, I've never found those refreshing.
Oh, Dr. Pepper's so good. All right, Mike
says... With ice cream.
No.
On episode 135, I asked, did Mocha ever try a tortiere. Has he yet? No, I have not. I don't even know where to get one.
Yeah, you can buy them in a lot of places. A lot of bakeries will sell you a tortiere.
What is it again?
It's a meat pie.
Right.
It's a French-Canadian meat pie.
You can just buy them in the freezer section.
Yeah, some of them are not great, though. I don't think that
you need a fresh one, right?
I don't think that your first experience with a tortiere should be like a frozen Schneider's tortiere. Like, although
Mocha, would he know the difference?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's like anything. Like a chicken pot pie, if you've never had a chicken pot pie before, I would much rather have somebody eat a fresh chicken pot pie right out of the oven as opposed to a defrosted frozen microwave chicken pot pie.
You ever had a chicken pot pie at Swiss Chalet?
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good, right?
So in theory, that's a tortiere.
Yeah, you know what Roxy has me do is she will tell me that she wants chicken pot pie, but what she actually wants is for me to make a giant pot of thick, buttery, creamy chicken pot pie filling, but no pie. She just wants it in a bowl.
She doesn't want any of the pastry.
No, she wants it in a bowl with a piece of toast.
Yo, that sounds delicious, though.
I do that. Sometimes isn't that good?
Yeah, exactly. I make big giant pots of just the filling for chicken pot pie.
What's the other one from East Coast of Canada that's popular? And it looks like a gyro. It's stuffed of meat.
Oh,
and you're supposed to dip it in.
Oh, Donair.
That's what it is. I never tried a Donair.
No, you've never had that?
No.
Yeah.
Am I describing that right? Is it like a gyro?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not. It's like a wrap, I guess,
okay.
Right? Isn't
it? What are you dipping it in?
I think it's like a Donair. You dip it into, hold on here.
When I had a Donair, I didn't dip it in
like
anything.
Jus?
No.
It's not gravy or anything? What are you looking up? Donair dip?
Yeah, Donair dip. I'm trying to think of what you dip it in because I always remembered it being a creamier dip, no?
See, I don't remember dipping mine in anything.
Maybe I get confused with Donair and Giro because I always thought that they were sort of the same thing.
No, I thought it was more like a Panzerotto.
Oh, okay, hold
on.
Am
I wrong? Because I remember having it at a friend's cottage out in that neck of the woods.
Donair dip. I'm going to regret.
I bet you there's a bunch of guys named Donaire on here.
Do you know how to spell Donaire?
No. Oh, okay, I don't. Hold on. How do you spell Donaire?
Oh, is this what it looks like? I just did a search for Donaire sauce. Is that what it looks like? Creamy?
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
Oh, but now look up Donaire. I want to see if it's like a Panzerotto.
No, this here's like an open face Donaire. It's
it's just like a gyro.
Yeah, it looks like a what do you call it? Like a flatbread.
Yeah,
and you got your meat on top. Is this picture I'm looking at least has tomatoes and it's got that sauce on it. Maybe some onions here. Oh yeah, looks delicious.
Yeah, man, they're great. I love anything like that. Anything like that. I'm a huge fan of just taking anything, putting it in like a sandwich form or in a pita or something like that and just dipping it in. And that's, to me, the greatest meal, man.
This recipe for the Donaire sauce, actually pretty easy. 2/3 cup of sweetened condensed milk, 1/4 cup of white vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder. And
can you use almond milk to be healthier?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Okay. I just looked up hot Donaire dip and I clicked on the website and the only picture I see is a horse.
Don't click any further, bro. Just in case. Jonah asks, Jonah has a riddle here.
Okay.
For Mocha and Maury. Okay. Myself and Maury.
All right.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Billy's mother had 5 children. The first was named Lala. The second was named Lily. The third was named Lily. And the fourth was named Lolo. What was the name of the 5th child?
Billy's mother had 5 children. I know it.
What?
Billy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is Billy.
It took you this long? Come on.
You know why?
What?
You know why?
Why?
Because I was looking at the other names and I thought I knew the answer.
Oh, I gotcha. Like it was going to be some...
No, you know what it was?
What?
I thought the last name... Tell me why I thought this, Damon Mori.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the last name was going to be Lulu.
Billy's mother had 5 children. The first was named Layla. The second was named Lele. The third was named Lily. Okay, because A-E-I-O-U. Those thingy things.
Excuse me.
The what?
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah. Because when you look at the name, right, it goes A E I O, and then the last one that's missing is you. Yeah, so yeah. I thought it was going to be
Lulu. I think that that's the
that's
sort
a trick.
Of,
yeah, I never get these the right, but it just stuck out because the answer's right there in front of you.
Hold on here. Let me just see. Let me look for something.
That was sad. I like when they're more challenging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me find if I can see get a question for you here. I was watching Billions. Are you still watching Billions at all?
I know. I gotta start watching again.
Billions. So I'm watching Billions, and one of the guys on Billions is desperately trying to get into Mensa, which is
that a religion?
No, it's like this smart people organization that you have to pay dues for, whatever it is. I don't even know. So the whole episode
basically
is
basically the Illuminati.
Exactly. The whole episode is based around him faking that he was in Mensa until he actually took an actual Mensa test. So let me see if I can find a couple of questions here.
I was going to say you can't call it Mensa anymore.
Okay, here, write this down. Do you have a pen, Maureen?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a pen, Mocha?
Yeah.
Okay. What number is missing from this sequence?
Okay.
4, 9, 16, 25, 36, blank, 64.
Okay.
4 and 4 is not 9.
So
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
What number is missing from this sequence? 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, blank, 64.
Okay, hold on.
This one's 11. I think I'm not doing anything.
What's that? Oh, you want to get down in the Shem? Get in here, Shem. Get in here. Get in here.
Yo, don't tell me you know it. Do you know it?
Yeah, I didn't hear the number.
Okay, get a pen.
Oh.
You got a pen?
Yeah.
All right, this is an interesting way to...
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
So 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, blank, 64.
Okay, yeah. So Shem, grab a seat. What number is missing from this sequence?
Okay.
4, yep. 9, mm-hmm. 16, mm-hmm. 25, mm-hmm. 36, mm-hmm. blank, mm-hmm. 64.
Okay, hold on. I'm almost there.
Got it.
Okay, hold on, Shem.
Hold on, Shem. Hold on. You know it for real?
Yep.
Yo, smart ass. Okay, hold on. Yo, how'd you figure this out? Yo, my dad, the accountant, is going to be so mad if I don't get this right. Is it an obvious answer?
I think to some people it would be.
Is the answer 41?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me redo this.
Mm-hmm. We got time. That's a great part about this. Do you want to show me your answer, Shem, and I'll tell you secretly sure. if you're right or wrong?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm not looking anymore. Oh, yeah.
This one here?
Yep.
You got it.
So, okay.
Maury, where are you with this? Talk to us here. Talk to us.
I tried to do the arithmetic between each number, like 4 and 9.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Sorry. I was talking a lot to myself.
Between 4 and 9 is 5. Between 9 and 16 is 7. Between 16 and 25 is 9. Between 25 and 36 is 11. And then I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing that.
Okay, yeah.
And then so I did 4. And then the last one is a 4. 4 and 4 is 8. 9 and 6.
Oh, you're just screaming up random numbers right now. You're confusing me here. Hold on. I'm doing the math. I know where this is going here. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to show you my answer. Tell me if this is right. It's the one that I circled here.
Yep.
Okay. Dan Maury?
Okay, so talk this through, more. Talk this through.
Well, I was just trying to add up numbers, and I'm like, well, that's not doing anything for me because then I don't know where to go from there.
Okay.
But then I'm like, okay, well, hold on. The first number is 4 and the last number is 4. Maybe something there. Maybe it's a mirrored equation. You know, like a mirror.
No, do you want to try to give an answer?
Trying. Oh, I have no answer. Oh, I'm just
okay.
Holes.
Okay. Shem, would you like to reveal the answer?
The answer is 49.
Correct. Mocha got it as well. Do you want to explain it to Maury?
Was I in the right track?
You absolutely were on the right track, because actually.
Is it the mirror thing?
No, not that track. So, again, between...
Wrong train. Right track, wrong train.
Between, you gotta wait for the next one.
Between 4 and 9, the difference is 5.
Yes, I have that here. The 7 and the 9 and the
7, 9. Okay, so then if you're following that same pattern, what's the difference
But then I stop because I'm like, I don't know what the pattern is I'm creating.
Well, look at the numbers. What's the difference between 5, 7, 9, and 11? What's the difference between those numbers?
2.
Correct. So what's the difference between... So after 9, the difference would be what?
After 9, the difference is 11.
Correct. So add 11 to... 36. Add 11 to 25 and you get 36. Correct?
Yes.
And then what's 2 after 11?
13.
So add 13 to 36 and you get?
Whatever it is you said.
Correct.
Which is what?
40-something.
49!
One more here. Okay. Which four-letter word can be attached to the beginning of the following words to form 5 longer words?
Oh,
your words, by the way, gentlemen, if you want to write these down,
yep.
Your words are age, uh-huh. Width.
Wait, hold, width?
Yes.
Yeah.
It.
Yep.
Stand.
Yeah.
And wagon. Which four-letter word can be attached to the beginning of the following words to form 5 longer words?
Okay.
And it's the same four-letter word for all of these, just so you know. You're looking for one four-letter word that you can attach to all of these words to form 5 longer words. Age, width, it, stand, and wagon. Are your words that you're working with, gentlemen?
And ice, by the way, is only 3 letters.
Correct. Because ice wagon is a thing, Maury.
So they use up north. Anything to get around up there. Okay.
Bless you.
Was that a clue?
No.
Sneeze wagon.
Yes. Which four-letter word can be attached to the beginning of the following words to form five longer words.
You know what, Chad?
Words again are H, with it, stand, and wagon. And I'll tell you this, this is not some sort of word where you guys are going to be like, huh? Never heard of it. Very like run-of-the-mill, common four-letter word. And once I give it to you, you will all collectively kick your own asses and then each other's asses because that's what you all deserve.
Was that a clue?
No.
Any of those words that you just said?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Grand is not four letters. Old is not four letters.
Thanks more. How many more of those you got? You got a lot of those? You're just going to go through all the three-letter words now until you get to four? I've never seen somebody tackle a problem like this by just going through all the words they know, starting with one, like two-letter words. Okay, I'm going to go through all my two-letter words, then I'll get to my three-letter words. Then I'll eventually get to my four-letter words and find the one that makes the most sense.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Absolutely. Shem, for you, which four-letter word can be attached to the beginning of the following words to form five longer words?
Oh, the beginning.
Okay. The beginning.
Of the words you just gave us.
Correct. Age, okay. Width, it, stand, and wagon. Interesting. It's a very quiet room right now. Very quiet room right now.
Would it? Would stand?
What is a would it, Maury?
A wood wagon.
A wood wagon. Also, I don't want to know in which way you use woodage. But
wood with?
Wood with?
Okay.
I'll give you guys a couple more minutes on this. I wonder if anybody listening right now to the podcast has figured it out. I'm sure they have.
Oh, for sure.
Without Googling, because not allowed to Google. We will give you the answer.
Way smarter people listen to this podcast than we're on this podcast.
Which four-letter word can be attached to the beginning?
And I think the interesting thing here is when you attach the four-letter word to these words, it becomes
a whole new word.
A whole new word, yes. Not necessarily about age.
Correct.
But it could be like woodage.
Right. Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, they all become new words. And there's no hyphen or anything like that. It's just literally take a four-letter word, stick it at the beginning of these, and then you've got five brand new words.
Oh, man. I am never getting into Mensa.
Withstand.
Would you like me to tell you? Who put your hand up if you've given up. And I don't mean that in some sort of derogatory way.
No, I'm gonna give up.
Okay, Mocha's throwing
the towel.
No way.
And let me know if you want a clue.
Yes.
Sure.
Do you want a clue? Now, sure. Do you want one letter of this four-letter word? And if so, do you want a random letter? Or do you want like the beginning letter or the end letter? The end letter?
No, first letter.
Random. Let's make it challenging.
Okay, yeah, random.
Okay, I will give you one of the four letters.
Okay.
One of the four letters is N.
Okay.
N is one of the four letters.
What are the other three?
If we only asked for the first one.
Okay, N.
Yes. This is so awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to have to throw in that towel again.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Here, why don't I write it down, Mocha, and I'll show you because I want to get your reaction.
Okay.
Okay. I'll write it down. I will show you without the other guy seeing it, okay?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, ready?
I got it.
Ready?
I got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
I got it.
No!
I got it.
Ah, come on!
Now I got it.
Okay, you got it.
I'm so annoyed.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, big time.
Write it down. Bring your work over here and show me, Shem. Yes, correct.
Oh, finally, Jesus.
Correct. Okay. Maury, how you doing over there?
Oh, man, I feel like such an idiot.
Don't you feel like if you hung on for like an extra second, it just would have come to you? I know.
I was close. I was getting close.
Maury, would you like another letter?
Teenage?
No.
Four-letter word. Four-letter.
Teen is your word.
Teenage?
Right?
Teen with? Teen it?
Teen it?
Teen wagon.
What is a teen stand? Something with a funnel, right?
Teen wagon sounds creepy.
Yeah.
Teen wagon.
Yeah. Yeah. Maury, what is a teen wagon?
Don't answer that.
It's a lot of fun.
That's what happens when you add two extra guys to the underpants meditation chain. That's how you get a teen wagon. Maury, would you like another letter?
Yes.
Maury, your second letter is not the second letter in the word, but the second letter I'm giving you is D. D is your second letter.
Down. D-O-W and down. Down it?
Down it.
Don. Don. Don age. Don it.
Don it.
First of all, Don, you're going back to three letters again, Maury.
D-A-W-N.
Oh, D-A-W-N. Okay.
Don it, Maury. Come on, man.
Come on, we got to wrap this up.
Dean.
Dean.
Dean age.
Dean wagon. No.
Okay,
incorrect.
Say it.
Okay, band is your word.
Band? Oh, band edge.
Mm-hmm.
Bandwidth. Yeah. Band it. Bandstand, bandwagon. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
I'm right.
At Kiss925, ask your question when we post up Ask Roz and Mocha, and we'll have some fun on a future episode. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss925 app.